And here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Friday, the 8th of March, 2024. Siemens Mobility has opened a new eco-friendly distribution and logistics centre in Kettering. The facility will improve parts delivery to trains and cut warehousing emissions by 30%. The centre joins another under construction in Goole to serve all 14 of Siemens Mobility's UK depots. Kettering's 100,000 square feet of space will store parts for train operators in southern England. It will stock everything from bogies and wheel sets to nuts and bolts, supporting depots in Bedford, Northampton and more. The investment creates up to 20 new jobs, including apprenticeships, to keep the UK's trains and passengers moving. HS2 has welcomed the granting of planning permission for the design of the Green Tunnel at Burton Green. With approval being given by Solihull Metropolitan Borough Council, the design has focused on making green spaces around the railway bigger and better. Now that Solihull Council has approved the northern section of the tunnel, no more planning approval needs to be sought for that particular stretch of the HS2 project. And 11 of the 15-person strong signalling team for the West Coast Main Line between London and Crewe are women. Network Rail highlights this on International Women's Day, as figures show that in the last 12 months, over a third of the organisation's new starters have been women. Network Rail shines a particular light on the stories of Claudine Malloy, Alice Marsh, Kelly Littleton and Sadiqa Shan, who are all joining together to encourage more women to join the rail industry and diversify the workforce. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin. And check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.